This is Mazingira Yetu Radio.
Empower and inform.
Proudly powered by Sound 34. Sound 34 Media. www.sound34.com.
Changing Faces Competition is the first citywide initiative mobilizing citizens in all parts of Nairobi to present and implement creative concepts to transform the city public open spaces into clean, green, and safe places through a fun competition. The 2018-2019 competition attracted 114 teams, which were whittled down to 10 teams. Power 254 was the host of the award ceremony.
Inyaje bro. Poa sana. Mimi naitwa Samdindi, kutoka Mazingira Yetu Magazine Radio.
Mimi naitwa Tyson, natoka Nasra.
Umesikia story ya Changing Faces Competition?
Nimesikizia lakini sija participate bado.
Niaje kwa nini kuparticipate?
Okay, nilipata na wewe but nasikia ni compare fiki.
Na according to you, na compare ina umuhimu gani kwa boys na mta?
I compare kwa fiti cause mina get enye mta inafai kwa safi na pia inafanya mavijana wa school idol.
Sa iko competition ya 2019-2020 unaonoka unaweza ingia na boys wa Nasra?
Yeah, niko very ready na niko willing kabisa. Nitafanya rende yangu alafu utaka mtu participate pia, itakuwa fiti sana.
Na all my finalists 10 wamechaguliwa, wametoka coach, wametoka Kayole na Kibera. Una message gani kwao?
Hey, manze mimi naambia tu big ups kabisa cause we'll make the right decision but like a two idol. Iko fiti manze, naambia tu shukran.
The function was graced by artists from Dandora Hip Hop City, Umoja Talanta, and Larry Duane from Kibera.
Like look at my shoes, nigga, where is a cat too? I just be walking my talking. Walkie talkie walking. The back wing you want to make. Kuna vitu nimedu for rap na siwezi sema. Ila mungi snitch nikitema. Niki rap kuna feel design ya nyash kwa singer. Excitation kwa maisha spendi bro. Sana sike time ina enda fast. Na kila minute ina worth my cash. So hush kama mazeho bongi cash. Mina dash na jikata nikafanya biz. Nisake nipache ni...
This is Mazingira Yetu Radio.
Empower and inform. The best project in Nairobi was judged from how innovative and sustainable their project was. From the 10 finalists, Comgreen Solutions from Korogosho emerged the best, winning 100,000 shillings.
Oh, it's getting hot in here. We're now the overall winner. And I'd actually like to give this prize together with Mashimiwa Joe Akech. We've actually come a long way back, 2001.
Yeah.
I think as deputy mayor, you had a vision for the city, and maybe you can share a little bit the vision for the city and how far we have come from there.
Participants, welcome, Jambo. Mine is very few words, and anything you do in life, always leave a legacy, whether you are a leader or whatever the responsibility you're given, please do it to the best of your ability. And there are three people that I want to give a recognition to because of the legacy that they left behind. One, your father, he left a legacy. He worked with me. He was in an environment. And what he did that you may not know, he played a very big part when we were recruiting the street children and the boys and the girls. He played a very big part to have them go to National Youth Service. And there are those who we did not take to National Youth Service. We took them to Bahati, Shauri Moyo, and I'd like to tell you, 18 of them, through the courtesy of your father, and many others, they are now degree honored. That is one thing you have done, and I'm very proud, because if your father was alive today, he'd be a very proud man. And whatever he is, he has left a legacy. The other one, I would not have done all these things without the courtesy of my sister here, Cecilia, Asiego, Habitat. All these changes you're seeing, it is them who are behind the scene, giving the city of Nairobi, through the mayorship where I was, the deputy and the mayor, to make sure that we change this city. That is what I want to be very proud of, because without them, we would not be here today. The last person, and I'm very, very proud of what he has done in a very short time. He's a person who's so passionate about people, who's so passionate about the young people, who's so passionate about the poor people. Whenever somebody is sick, the man is there. Whenever you have a problem, the man is there. When houses were getting burned, he literally went there and took almost 25 of them to Nairobi Hospital. The other day, he came all the way from Turkana giving food. Now this gentleman has made us proud, because for a very short time he has been the governor of this city, he has employed over 3,000 young men and girls and women. Within a short time, Mike Sonko, we want to be proud of him, because now we can see the city is changing. It cannot be overnight, but please, he has played a very big part. And Sonko, just like you all, when he leaves, what legacy, whatever you're sitting here, will you be remembered by? We'll remember him because of the hard work, his achievement, in the shortest time possible. To me, I'm very proud in this, Cecilia, because without you guys, I would not have been where I am today. And the one thing we always say in life, whatever God has given you, and Griffith said it, I'm taking you to a school, what do you call this school? Stare Boys Center. You're coming in, wash the cup like it has never been washed before. And those many people who have washed those cups are very clean. Tuju is one of them. They led Permanent Secretary Social Services and Housing and Sports is one of them. And many others. So young men, what you have done today is something that we're very, very proud of. You have given much of your time. You have changed your own community. You have changed the environment. But above all, you have put Kenya, Nairobi, and your ward or your constituents in the map of the world today. We want to thank you. I know where you've come from. It's not been very easy, particularly the reformists. I'm very proud of you, because people can change, and you people, you are the change, because you are going to go down there, change our young people who may not have the hope, but now we can see hope in you, see hope in those people who may not be in a position to acquire that hope. I want to say I am so proud of you. I am a former mayor, and one thing, legacy that I left behind, umetoka mtawa ziwa. Ikiwa ni mangata, tukapiga. Ikiwa ni ngeta, tukapigwa. But above all, the entire Nairobi constituency, the worst and the slums area we have come from, has produced some of the best people in the world today. And I want to thank you, keep up the good work, and remember, whatever the responsibility you've given, change somebody's life to a betterment. Just like what Sonko is doing, and God bless you all. When these people have done all this, I'm asking the county, please make an opportunity for all these winners to have a cup of tea with Governor Sonko. That is the challenge from me. Please do it for us, and I'm sure Sonko will be more than happy to meet them, because he has done, we have seen what he has done, and we'll keep on giving him all the support that he needs. Madam, thank you, and God bless you.
Joe, stay there, please. I want you to open the envelope. But first I'm going to read a little bit about the overall winner. Cleaning Nairobi River, is not an easy task. And it's an effort that not many people would have taken on. But there is one team that is a step ahead of all of us. This team has selected a large section of the river in Coracocho and worked tirelessly to reclaim it. Their efforts go beyond cleaning the river. They have erected gabions on the river edge to make sure that there's no soil erosion into the river. They have cleaned the banks and of waste and debris. They have planted trees, grass, flowers on the banks and transformed into an island of beauty. This is a particularly strategic project as the surrounding community can immediately see the benefits and the transformation. It is this community awareness, community engagement, and community buy-in that will unlock successful restoration of the rest of Nairobi River. And we're giving this as a task to the County of Nairobi and all the other youth groups to actually continue this amazing project. And we must never lose sight of the centrality and force of the community at the grassroots. And I think all these initiatives have really shown that, how important it is to have that vision, that community spirit, and everybody working together to make a difference and transform your communities. So with that, Joe, will you read the overall winner?
The overall winner is... the overall winner is Com Green Solutions.
This is Mazingira Yetu Radio.
Empower and inform.
But the car winners way competition. How do you feel that community when you metoka, when you mefika, when I say magic? Nata, sina mambo hata ya kusema kwa sali. Hiyo yote sio sisi. Hii ni mpango ya God. Na Mungu ndiye anajua mahali tumetoka. Wale tumelose kwa hiyo area ya Korokocho. Hii ni kama yani ni kama miujiza. Hata hii award inaenda kwa wale vijana tumelose through crime. Enyeju sisi tulikuwa nao au wakakufa. Na big up tu sana mali wako. Naomba tu God, naomba tu yani to
Poa Freddy, asante sana Freddy.
Asante.
Maratai, we be the Maratai, yeah. Tryna live out my life, expensive like niggas, I'm living in peace. God Almighty, thank you, you are my prince. Chop it on a nigga, I'm not using grease. Yeah, I got this beautiful chick. Walking like me, she's sleeping.
This is Mazingira Yetu Radio.
Empower and inform.
Mboi, mi ndio treasurer Com Green Solution. Mede event ya leo imetubamba sana. Kama sisi kama madem, hapo chini tukianza, ilianza tu ni kama mchezo. But sasa tumeona tunaenda places. Na kwanza ni kushukuru wewe Sam kwanza. Wachani wewe, tungejua tunaweza mixtape tuonane na mtu kama governor, tuonane na kama watu kama changing faces, but saa hii tumejua kuna place yenye tunaenda na tuna appreciate sana siku kama ya leo. Tuna thank God sana.
Sasa wambo unaona vile story imeenda hivi, future yenu ni nini sasa baada ya hapa hivi, kwa sababu sasa maangazo wa saizi machote yako kwenyu?
Sasa tumeona kwanza tuko na bright future, kwanza kitu ya kwanza at least watu wengi watatu recognize.
Poa wambo, umeducho poa sana wala, we are proud of you na congratulations tena for winning.
Thank you.
Maratha, we be the Maratha, yeah. Trying to live out my life, expensive like niggas.
This is Mazingira Yetu Radio.
Empower and inform.
How was the event? According to how was it? How did it go? I'm still so excited. It has been wonderful. But from the organizer's perspective, how was it?
Well, like from organizer's perspective, I think I will get better idea actually now when I will be hearing to the, I mean, feedback of the participants and attendees actually. But actually from what I could see quickly and like first few feedback that I heard is like that people really enjoyed it and are pretty excited. They really love the transformations of the teams, and I mean, it seems that the judges really did a great job, that everybody is happy with the results. So I'm very happy with the event because the, as organizer, the most important for us is that it's really the people who attend the event, they really enjoy it, they see some meaning in it, they feel like our aim was that people will come, see the great transformations, but that they will be leaving like even more motivated to keep doing the great work. The people who haven't really been active in transformation yet, that they actually will start thinking like, what can I do, how could I mobilize my community, or how could I support actually these kind of initiatives, which seems that like a lot of people like started to like kind of think about it, like it started to trigger in their minds. So far I'm like very happy with it, but I mean, it's mostly up to the participants to say if it was successful or not. So
according to me, I saw coming up the 10 finalists were super. I think even deciding them was the most difficult part.
Yes.
And I saw they were so diverse.
Indeed. So we had 30 different judges from different backgrounds. So the judging was done not by me, not by PSN itself. It was by neutral independent judges coming from private sector, coming from like urban planning, architects and so on, expertise, civil society initiatives and so on. So they have been discussing together. And I mean, between some teams, there was like quite a like tight competition, but eventually like, the judges, I think they really did like a great job in deciding. Otherwise, like in terms with the like, competition, I mean, it's the first Nairobi wide competition, so we like when we were launching, we didn't have really like any financial resources for it. We had only just a lot of volunteers, including me, and like in kind support of our partners by providing venue expertise, you know, like different things like this, which is actually really really great. So we are actually very happy to have mobilized like 114 teams across Nairobi for this first Nairobi wide edition with just like very limited resources. So I hope that it will just, I mean, now this year it was more testing if it can work beyond Dandora. So it was like, let's just try it, let's launch it, let's see if we can get some teams and let's see how it works. And I think it proved that it actually works. Of course, it's not an easy work for the teams. They also have to overcome different challenges because they have to introduce this concept to their communities. They're like, some of them are a little bit different context than Dandora, of course. So actually they have to, while they can learn from Dandora teams, they already did it in Dandora, they also have to kind of sometimes try slightly different solutions that actually may work in their place and not in Dandora and so on. So I think like, yeah, it was a great successful first edition, and I'm looking forward to the next, and I think there's a great potential to like mobilize many more teams for the next edition.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored. Thank you.
This is Mazingira Yetu Radio.
Empower and inform. Cecilia, from UN Habitat, do you see this competition happening in other cities in Kenya and across East Africa?
Yes, I do actually. I think this is really taking off because it, just like Charles was showing, it actually started with just one courtyard, and now you have actually youth in the whole of Nairobi that are cleaning up the city, taking on their neighbourhoods and actually seeing this transformation. I can see it taking off in the rest of East Africa and even the world.
Thank you so much for supporting these young men, and we have given them hope.
Thank you so much.
This is Mazingira Yetu Radio.
Empower and inform.
Proudly powered by Sound 34 Media. www.sound34.com.